This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Hour four of the G-Bag Nation here. We're going to take a look at Cowboys Twitter, some of the top tweets about America's team that are picking up steam and gaining popularity. We did have the Kyler Murray breaking news 1 hour ago. He has decided to put all of his focus on being an NFL quarterback. So that kind of clarifies what he is going to be up to this spring. We'll talk a little bit more about that coming up at 1:30. Before we get to Cowboys Twitter, though, there is breaking NFL news. It's out of Cleveland as the Browns have signed former Chiefs running back Kareem Hunt, who was released after a video surfaced of him being involved in domestic violence. The Chiefs felt like he was not honest with them about the contents of that video, so they let him go. We'd already heard the Bears were open-minded to signing Kareem Hunt, but it's the Browns that end up getting their guys, so he's going to head off now and play with Baker Mayfield.
Okay, so from a football standpoint, it's really strange because they used a pretty high draft pick on Nick Chubb, and he was really good. They just extended the contract of Duke Johnson, the old Miami running back, who's been one of the best receiving backs in football. So they now signed a third running back. I don't know how it plays out, but I think any team who is comfortable with him signing him, if we're going to be honest, it's simple economics and it's really smart.
Mm-hmm.
If you're ready to take whatever PR hit you think you might have to take in the short term to add a good football player, and then maybe you just made somebody else on your roster expendable that you can trade. So I'm going to add a guy for nothing, get to underpay him because a lot of the league's not interested. Then I now have too many assets and I can flip one of the ones that people aren't afraid of.
Yeah.
And upgrade. Like that's, it's a smart move by John Dorsey, and he pointed out in his statement that my relationship and interaction with Kareem since 2016 in college was important in this decision-making process. We did our due diligence with a bunch of individuals, including clinical professionals, to have a better understanding of who he is today, all the different. So they did all of their homework, and they came away comfortable with signing Kareem Hunt. Kareem Hunt had to put out a statement where he once again said, "I'd like to again apologize for my actions. What I did was wrong. That is not the man I was raised to be. I've learned a great deal. I should have been more truthful about it after the fact. I'm grateful to John Dorsey and blah, 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 blah." So they've both made their statements. They're willing to take whatever PR hit comes with it.
Yeah.
They upgraded their football team. I wish the Cowboys would have done it.
Well, I mean, they did it 3 years ago with Greg Hardy, and that didn't work out good for them, right? And then the Zeke thing happened, and now they have to look at it like, okay, now we're starting to get the image of guys that don't care about this.
Yeah.
And I think if you're the Browns, you can do one of those and let it play out, and if it's good, you can do another one. But it's kind of like challenge flags where you can't keep throwing them out and have – you know, just a complete pass on it.
I'm glad Kareem Hunt is getting a second chance. We'll have to see what the NFL does because he hasn't been suspended yet at all. So he probably will miss the first six games of the season with the Cleveland Browns. Whatever team he's going to sign with, most likely he'll have the six-game suspension put on him, and then he'll be able to play in week seven of the NFL season in 2019. But for the Cowboys, I hear what you're saying, Jeff, but if you're Kareem Hunt, I don't think you'd want to sign with the Cowboys. If you're having interest from other teams, where am I really going to make an impact? Because he was a third-round pick.
Where are you going to make an impact with Cleveland?
Way better than Ezekiel Elliott in your way.
They've got two starting running backs.
If I'm his agent and I have the choice of Cleveland and Dallas and Chicago, I would look at Cleveland first because I'd say, look.
He's their third back.
Ezekiel Elliott.
But he's their best back.
Chubb doesn't catch the ball.
Lowest drafted back.
They take Chubb out and they put in Duke Johnson.
And they put in Duke Johnson, who's not going to come out. They just paid him $7 or $8 million a year. Like a few months ago for the next 4 years.
Maybe they're going to trade him.
Maybe one of these guys is open to being traded now. I don't know. I don't know how it's going to work out. But in terms of with who they have right now, he's going to get 80 carries.
Well, I mean, the other option that had been talked about was Chicago, and they have Howard and Cohen. It might be a situation where the teams that were willing to take him had significant hurdles for him to clear, but that was his best opportunity.
Yeah.
And, you know, they're getting him for cheap, so maybe they're like, it's not a big problem to be redundant if you're getting incredible value on the talent.
Yeah, that is a lot of running backs there. Obviously, Chubb didn't play at all the first six games of the season. I mean, he pretty much sat out until they played. Who was it? Carlos Hyde they traded away? Didn't they have him to start the year? They made a trade 6 weeks into the season, and then because Chubb was getting two carries a game. He was averaging two carries a game.
Yeah. They had was it Carlos Hyde? It was one of the old veterans who had no business being on the field, and they finally put Chubb in, and he went nuts.
Yeah, and so that's when I don't know. It's interesting. I think Kareem Hunt deserves a second chance. I think he's a really good running back. I mean, he can really help your team out.
It is the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan, and we'll take a look at Cowboys Twitter right here. Some of the tweets that are going viral about America's team are from the writers that cover it. Our friend Bobby Belt was listening last segment, says, I'm crying laughing listening to Mike Bassick's impression of the Cardi B lyrics. It is, you know, it's so different than when we grew up, because that was like the most extreme. And it would say parental advisory, explicit lyrics. And, you know, if your parents found out you had it, it would be like, holy cow. Now it's all over the radio. They didn't have any problem with it on network TV, like some pretty graphic descriptions of, you know, very sexual acts.
Right.
And, you know.
Like Madonna.
Yes.
She did that in the 80s, man. Rolled around in a white dress talking about like a virgin. We've seen this so many times before.
I know, but it's with different words now. It's like Madonna would use it like a radio host would use it, speaking in a little bit more coded language, I think would be. I mean,
did Cardi say something flat out crazy?
It was much more graphic. Yeah, she's down in the squat.
The dancing was crazy.
All the female rappers do the squat where their legs are wide open and then, you know.
Like the little Kim pose?
Yeah.
They, 90s.
Hey, and you know what? I'm a huge Cardi B fan.
Yeah.
But I think the thing is from a parental perspective, like the things that are coming into your living room or hitting your kids' ears.
Man, you are not.
Without you having any opportunity to be like, whoa, I turned on the Grammys and I get this?
NFL football for me. I had to tell my son about, man, you know, here's what happened with Kaepernick. I had to sit down and explain that whole thing. And I had to explain the Rooney rule to him.
Yeah.
I had to explain these things. So, it gets uncomfortable for a lot of people, a lot of things out here.
That's a great point,
10 years ago, I wouldn't have cared about the Cardi B performance. I'd have been like, man, that was racy, whatever. But now that I have a 14-year-old daughter who's getting just blasted with all this, you need to have awesome boobs and you need to show them off and you need to have your ass hanging out of your jeans, you know, during the summertime and stuff. It's just like, dude, there's too many things hitting her with, you need to be a sex symbol.
Yeah.
To really make it. And that's where like my brain has changed having a 14-year-old daughter. Like, man, I hate all of these things that is presented as in this is the popular way to be. You know.
And son, you can't be yourself, or you're gonna make other people uncomfortable.
Yeah, you know, I think that's a really good point by Lucius. Like for us in our white family, the biggest threat that we're gonna see is something on TV that's over sexualized for our teenager.
Right.
You know, for other Americans that have had a different experience historically and in their own lives. You know, the biggest threat is, holy cow, here's a message that your history doesn't matter, you know?
Right.
And in order to enjoy this product, you have to essentially detach from that and just say, okay, well, I'm going to accept this product as it is because it's the only way I can be a football fan is to ignore some of the stuff that's obviously playing out. When every day you look at the news, there's more and more of the kinds of stuff that they're kneeling for, son. You know, I think that's a huge statement, and it goes to the norms of mainstream, right? So in our normal life, and white people create what the mainstream is, our top concerns are the ones that get the most consideration by you know, the people that put together our entertainment.
I totally understand that.
Okay.
I don't want my daughter growing up thinking that that's the way to be.
Right.
That's why you got to be a dad.
Yeah. Okay, elsewhere on Cowboys Twitter, Dez Bryant tweeting, I missed a hell of a weekend because of priorities, wants versus needs. Understand the difference between the two. You will make it far in life if you do. Dr. Phil always talks about that with the parents. You got to put other people's needs in front of your own. Sounds simple. A lot of parents don't pull it off, though. How about the Twitter account of the United Kingdom's top quarterback expert, at least in the media, Kian Fahey?
Oh, poor guy.
What is that?
Oh, I don't. He got drunk and did something stupid when he was at ESPN and got himself fired.
Is that right?
So now he's just Twitter guy again.
Now he's back to being Twitter. He had it made.
Yeah. He was on ESPN. He was on the Lebatard show, I think. He was like, he had a real thing going at ESPN, and they were going to have him do a podcast. And then I never saw what he said, but apparently he got hammered at a bar with a bunch of other employees and did something incredibly inappropriate. And they're like, you're fired.
Yeah, and he had a brand going. It was kind of a unique thing. Here's a Brit that knows a lot about quarterbacks and does the film study. So I was wondering how he disappeared so quickly. He did tweet, it's crazy that the NFL just threw huge money at Kirk Cousins and Case Keenum, and both teams immediately regretted it. But now we're going to have teams fight over Nick Foles 12 months later.
Oh, I like this tweet. I saw it.
He says, it's also very predictable. And so, I think it just goes to, it's not just Dak. Yeah. You know, a lot of teams are dealing with this conundrum.
I don't have it pulled up, but did you see the positive negatives, the pros cons that he did for Nick Foles?
Uh-uh.
It was very like, man, whoever signs Nick Foles is getting into probably a really bad situation because he does a whole bunch of things bad. And then there's one, like the one thing he is he's like, he's aggressive. Like that's kind of what you're getting. Like he'll throw it up for grabs. So if that's what you're looking for, but here's all the negatives you're going to get with Nick Foles if you really watch what he's done in these, you know, kind of stretch with Philadelphia.
What he's been able to do with Philadelphia, it's like what they did well was a perfect fit for him. Allowed just his strengths to be accentuated. Mike Leslie tweeting over there at WFAA, the television station. Travis Frederick getting closer, says he's 90 to 95% already, and he hopes to be ready in time for the first offseason work the Cowboys do come mid-April. That's
better than any draft pick you could possibly make.
Yeah.
If Travis Frederick is back and is Travis Frederick.
Yeah, you know, you get that middle of the offensive line with such a great surge between him and Zach Martin, and so many things I believe are going to appear to be.
We were talking about it earlier, their red zone massive, massive inefficiency. That's probably as big a help as you can get, too.
Rick Gosselin tweeting, welcome to my last day in the newspaper world. Here is my final column, and he sent it. He wrote that for the last 46 years I've lived my job. It's time to start living my life. So he's out of there, the morning news. Dang, near 50 years writing stuff.
Mm. And he is freaking awesome.
Yeah. Like,
the writer, the dude, Rick Gosselin is awesome.
Yeah. So congrats on that. You've earned it. I wonder, is it gonna be full retirement, like disappear Randy Galloway style, or I don't know.
I'm sure there's going to be a lot of people wanting to pay him a lot of money to become a writer for them.
Yeah,
it's just up to him if he's like, look, I did it. I now,
yeah,
I'm good. Don't want to work anymore, and I want to enjoy, you know, the remaining part of my life.
That's what I want to do. I don't think I'm gonna live that long, so I'm trying to retire.
Oh no,
I'm trying to retire by 58. Just thought I'd put that out there, you know. And I'm about to be 1 week. I turned 43. So I'm thinking about another 15 years. I just want to get to that space like that Rick Gosselin's in right now. Like, I'm going to try not to do anything and see if people start throwing stuff at you and you're like, nope, don't want to do that. I'm just happy and content. Yeah, I think the first
isn't
time
that
I was
what
like,
the guy did in New York, he's like, fine, if you want me to sleep on the radio for $3 million, I will.
Yeah, that's exactly what he did.
I'm reading what he wrote, and it's really cool because we've always talked about how Rick Gosselin was the original, like, mock draft guy.
Yeah.
Mel Kiper for TV with his hair, but in the real world, it was Rick Gosselin. And he said, I moved to the NFL beat in 1992, and somebody wanted me to start grading the drafts. I figured if I was going to pass judgment on players the team select, I should know what I'm talking about. That began my 20-year love affair with the draft, still the most fun I've ever had in my professional life. I didn't watch any college game tapes. I talked to the guys who did. I talked to general managers, personnel directors, scouts, head coaches, assistant coaches, college coaches. Over the years, my network grew. By 2011, I was talking to talent evaluators in all 32 NFL buildings, built a network of some 130 draft contacts. My final draft board included 553 names. Only 254 would be picked. So my mocks and my top 100 became very popular with teams. Head coaches and GMs called me the night before the draft. At my hotel room in New York City asking for my mock. One NFL GM told me he considered me the league's 33rd team on draft day because of the credibility of my draft board. I even had teams call me while they were on the clock for their picks.
Wow.
What an amazing life as an NFL draft insider.
Yeah, that is incredible stuff from Goose there. And I think we have to go back to something you said 3 minutes ago when we started the topic, how awesome of a person he is. Because in order to develop those relationships, it's so easy to be like, oh, I got to talk to this guy, I got to talk to that guy. Can you be cool and skillful enough with your communication to actually make them want to talk to you back? And that is the common link between most people that are absolutely brilliant at their jobs is the relationships, the communication, and all that. And that's what made Goose one of the best.
From the day I typed my first professional byline in 1973 on a typewriter, my goal never changed. I strive to educate and inform the reader. At some point in every story, I wanted my reader to think, I didn't know that. If I accomplished that, I succeeded as a writer that day.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.